We should have expectations for all children, and if that's the pathway they want to follow, we shouldn't let our expectations limit them.
Welcome to episode 5 of Unbeatable, a 5-part docu-series which tracks the stories of the children who refuse to allow their disability to define them in the sporting arena, and the stories of the parents, coaches and local partnerships that back them along the way. Yesterday we sat down with two sports inclusion disabilities officers who work in the Southeast, and today in the final episode we wrap it all up and ask the question, where do things stand now for kids with disability in sport, and how can we ensure we encourage more of the success stories across the spectrum like those we've heard this week? Earlier on we heard from Michael Cronin, who was born with one arm but continues to play every type of sport for club and school. Paul Tritchler, a swimmer from New Ross that doesn't allow his cerebral palsy to stop him from competing with the best. What about the Carlow Bees, who we met on Tuesday, however? To see the joy on their faces, not only of kids who have additional needs that might have been left out in the past, but also of the children who don't and are enjoying the inclusive, non-pressurised atmosphere just as much. What can we learn from them?
So with the mixed abilities, we just find that the kids without additional needs they're getting involved, they're more helpful. On the sports where it's just mainstream sports, we find that the kids sometimes with disability might be a little bit slower, might not understand exactly what's going to happen, and they're kind of left to the side. Whereas with this one here, all the kids get involved, they're all at the same level, it's great.
So if we can make sport perhaps less competitive, but with competitive pathways for those who want to go on, but if we maintain that recreational level of sport at a local level, I think sport would be a much more inclusive place.
We do all have a responsibility as a club to the community. We're providing activity for people to come up and enjoy. We're providing entertainment on Sundays here for people to come and watch matches. Here on a Thursday night, you can see the number of kids here having fun. I have to say, there were some memorable days that I had of my presidency last year. So from that point of view, we do have a serious responsibility, and I think we're standing up to it. I want to just see more clubs doing the same.
Once we start asking children to drive, to matches, to drive, that's when we're creating the divide. Once we start putting the competition structures in place, that's when we're creating the divide. So it's our structures that are creating the divide, you know, and that is something that we have to question.
Mike is treated the same as anyone else and has to do the same work and enjoys the same sports and anything as anyone else. So you just... keep
like
going.
That, you know, even if we go on holidays, like he's in the swimming pool and he's messing and swimming, and then, you know, you get out and you go get the wheelchair and people are looking who's getting into the wheelchair, or they'd see the wheelchair at the side of the pool and they'd wonder who's in the wheelchair.
To the kids, it doesn't make the blindest bit of difference whether they have special needs or they don't, because they're all the one out on the pitch. They're all together.
Better for someone to ask straight out. It's always easier just to explain or say, you know, gosh, what happened? And then Michael will say, it's the way I was born, or, you know, and that's it, move on.
It comes around again so quickly, that little investment in people, and that's the biggest thing that we can invest in, is our people and our coaches.
Over the past 5 days, we've spoken to some incredibly inspirational people refusing to allow their disability prevent them from playing the sport they love at the top level. Integrating people with disabilities into mainstream sports should be something we should be pushing to do, and as we've heard, all it takes is a simple change of attitude, which makes all the difference for kids like Mikey and Paul.
My advice would be, it's not disability that matters, it's ability, and that don't leave anything stop you.
The thing with disability is that you can, like, sit at home, like, feeling sorry for yourself, or you can, like, tell the disability to F off and then just live a normal life and do something amazing.